afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. The tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Yeah, we got University of Arizona Wildcats and the Ohio State Buckeyes playing 2:15 this afternoon. That's Pacific time, right?
I do believe so. Yeah. I think it's in Portland, right? So that would be specific time.
Specific time.
Yeah.
Which happens to be the same time for us here.
Yes, it is.
Maybe we'll have to grab some dogs and watch the game. Eat dogs for 2 hours and then the game starts. Make some popcorn. Enjoy the game. What a Saturday. What a Saturday. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. You know, I was talking to my son the other day, and he says, Dad, you know, you realize that there's like a 67% chance or 63% chance that a team by the name of the Wildcats will win the NCAA tournament? There's three of them, you know.
Is there Kentucky, yeah? Arizona, and Wichita State? No. What's the other? What's the third one?
There's another one. I forget. And there's like a 1,000-to-1 chance that there's a team called the Shockers that will win.
Yes.
That'll be shocking. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK.
And unfortunately, there will not be a team named the Anteaters to move on.
Yeah.
They got beat yesterday.
Did they?
I was rooting for them.
Yeah.
First time in the
out of Lubbock.
Is that where they're from?
I don't know. Anteaters?
No, they were from, I think, Cal State or...
The Anteaters.
Yeah, they were from California. I can't remember the name. California
UC
Irvine.
Irvine.
Yeah, I think it was.
Talking about the new net neutrality rules, the FCC taking control over regulatory actions on the internet, and obviously huge controversy. It's amazing to me how many really, 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 really bright people go for this. And the fundamental thing to me is that people make the mistake that if the government does it, it's good. Somehow, if the government's not involved, everybody's evil. And when the government is involved, everybody's saintly. And I don't understand where they get that idea. And if you were to talk to them, they would deny that they think that way. But based on how they approach those ideas... They do think that way. It's a subconscious thing. You know, corporate evil, but not governmental evil.
Well,
why not?
Well, you know why they think that?
It's still human.
It's because they're told that by their...
It's still human beings.
Their government representatives or whoever they are.
Yeah.
They try to convince you that we can take care of you.
But how do intelligent, thoughtful people, if you're skeptical enough and thoughtful enough to understand that not all human beings that run corporations are good... Why do you not understand that with governments? You know what? Technically, a government is just another corporation. You know what a corporation is?
Yeah.
It's just an association of people.
Right.
And they're just as evil or saintly, whether it's corporate.
That's right.
Or, you know, business.
Depends
or
on who people are in, that
or
are in
government.
That corporation.
Yeah.
And just, how many times have we heard about these people who hold government offices having issues?
Never.
I've never heard of anything
never,
where there's a problem with
ever.
Impropriety.
No lost emails.
No.
No special service servers in violation of laws.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Ever.
I've never, ever heard of anything happening like that before.
Well, the Wireless Association, CTIA, National Cable Telecommunications Association, and U.S. Telecom are all business associations that are going to be filing lawsuits in court to prevent the FCC from following through on their mandate now to regulate the internet. And there's some indication from prior rulings, different but similar, in court, that have ruled in favor of various telecommunications companies in actions such as this. Nothing like this exactly. I mean, this is historic that the FCC treat the internet like a regular public utility. And it's interesting to see that the companies that are involved here, I mean, there are many, Verizon, Cox Cable, Time Warner, AT&T, et cetera, many, hundreds, if not thousands, are at least initially not going to be filing suit. They're going to kind of have a coordinated, instead of like flailing and having a million lawsuits going on, they're getting together with their industry associations and doing, you know, just a couple of two or three lawsuits in court in kind of a coordinated fashion. I think that's an intelligent thing to do. And it does look like there may be some legal room, depending, of course, on the judge they get, whether they'll be, what's the word, sympathetic to their plight, the internet service providers. You know, it just all boils down to whether you believe that the internet as a whole can be treated as a public utility, and whether those results would be good, and whether, you know, my fundamental thing is it the government's role? And if it's, you know, here's the reality. Anything could be couched in benefit. You'll never see any government do anything wrong and give you bad reasons. I mean, they never come to you and say, look, we're going to take this over. We're going to run into the ground. Your rates are going to go up. It's going to be here. Think about Obamacare. How many people have had their insurance rate go through the roof? How many people have had their insurance canceled? Now, when they put forth Obamacare, they didn't say we're going to do Obamacare because all of your rates will go up. Some of you will lose your insurance completely. Others of you will be taxed outrageously by the IRS as a penalty for not having health care. And all of these negative. They never do that. Same thing here. The FCC, they're not going to tell you we're going to make this worse for you. That's why we need to do it, because we love you and we're going to make it worse. Of course not. It's always supposed to be better. It's always intended to be better, and it rarely is.
And they're never, and they're, I can't think of an instance where they take over something and then they relinquish that takeover back. It never happens. They always continue to control it.
Restrict it more, tax it more.
And so it never, so once you hand it over, it's done. It doesn't come back.
Yeah.
So that's an important thing to really consider.
Yes. Yes. The tough thing to me is we just, you know, it can be tough dealing with Comcast and Cox Cable and AT&T. I mean, I deal with those companies literally every single day, and it can be quite frustrating. A lot of times they get things right. A lot of times they really get things wrong. You heard us talking about probably a couple of months ago, the Comcast personnel that were changing the names of the Comcast customers and literally showed up on their bill to some vulgar term. Instead of Sarah Jones, it was, you know, some vulgar term Jones, because some Comcast person was unhappy with it. How it got through that system, I find that astonishing, just from a systems perspective. Yeah. But, I mean, didn't the computer realize they were misspelling Susan?
Yeah.
It doesn't start with a B. Right?
It's one letter off.
Yeah, not saying they're perfect, but man, I'd rather deal with one company called Comcast that can't put you in jail than the FCC that can take everything. Well, you can tell by that funky music in the background that we're flat out of time. Hope you enjoyed the show. We had a great time. We're going to go watch Sebring and the Wildcats later in the day. Maybe we'll have a couple of dogs or some pizza. In the meantime, we'll be back next week. Have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life.
I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.